somebody say, you know, I love Jesus, but I don't rock with the church.
Oh, girl, I heard it yesterday.
Yesterday? The day before?
I mean, so many of those phrases, like, I like Jesus, but it's people I have a problem with. Mm-hmm. We've heard, why does it even matter that I go to church? I can lock in virtually and attend Bedside Baptist at the same time.
Right.
And why should I commit myself to a local church when all I see is people in the church hurting each other?
Hurting people. And as believers, we have to find like a way to reconcile these responses with the truth of what God says about his church.
Right? Yeah.
So this is why, ladies, we are launching into the For the Church series.
I'm so excited.
I know we say that about every series.
We say this about every series, but I have to sort of just say, like, the heart behind it was that one of our dear sisters, church mothers in the faith, Sister Karen Ellis, was just like, where are the stories of just like hope, and how do we push people towards what God has said in his word, mm-hmm. and how we are being called to push forward towards our great king and our great husband, right, as his bride. And so in this series, we're gonna talk about what is the church and what is her purpose. Why should I be a church member, and how can I be a healthy one at that? Hello, have you ever heard about being a healthy church member, not just showing up and just being there and serving? No, how do you be a healthy church member? And then how do I navigate church hurt and abuse, and how do I pursue God's vision for kingdom diversity? Whether you're in a diverse context ethnically, we see diversity all around. We have those who are socioeconomically differently around us. We can all relate to that.
And let's talk about age diversity.
Age diversity.
Those are real in church plant context as well.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Those who also have disabilities around us as well. You know, those are diversities in the kingdom. So how do we pursue God's vision for kingdom diversity? And so join Leah and I as we kick off next week For the Church. We would love for you to share this with a friend, a family member. Y'all, we know tons of people who are disenchanted, disengaged, or they've even deconverted,
right.
Or de-churched from the local body. And so what we're saying is bring them in with you to listen, and then have coffee and conversation in your house. Think about the passages of scripture that you're going to hear in the episodes and talk about those. And so if you're connecting with us online, tag us. We would love for you to join us. Leah, are you ready for this series?
Girl, I'm so ready. It's going to be a good one. We've got some wonderful voices, church leaders that are going to be joining us in these interviews just to really dive into all these things from a really authentic place. And I think it's going to bless us. For those who are in the church and looking to promote and preserve her beauty, and those who have been disenchanted, but God is inviting them back in.
So join us, ladies. We're looking forward to seeing you, hearing you through all of the internet and online waves. And let us know how it blesses you. Have a blessed one.